Spoken American English, Volume 6. No part or whole of this material may be duplicated or used without the written permission from Dr. Anthony J. Chun. Page 9, Chapter 1. She's naive. He's such a kid at heart. Do you know how naive you sound? Be careful. He's up to no good. She's not exactly a babe in the woods. Chapter 2. He's something money can't buy. Page 10. He's quite a guy, good at everything. He's a walking encyclopedia. He always has a quick comeback. He's quick. He's witty. He's a fast learner. He picks things up quickly. Page 11. He's quick on the rebound. He's something special. He's very dear to me. You're a one-man army. He's a dynamo. He's capable and works hard. He does the job of many. He can accomplish a lot by himself. Page 12. He definitely is going places. He's very versatile. He's gifted. He's a genius. He's talented. Show them what you've got. Put your best foot forward. He's a man of many talents. Page 13. Watch this good old American know-how. He's always one step ahead of the crowd. He's a financial wizard. He's so far ahead, he's in a class by himself. You've got the magic touch. Page 114. Some people have it, some people don't. Can you sing? Try me. That's my expertise. He has no sidekick. You should be in showbiz. Page 15. He's a natural. He's a born leader. I have the knack for planning. He sure makes it look easy. No one is more qualified than you. You've got a lot to offer in this field. How do I know you're any good? Page 16. What makes you think you have what it takes to be a doctor? He's a late bloomer. You're great with kids. She's proficient in both English and Japanese. She knows who she is. I've got something no one can take away. Page 17. He could MC a talk show. Chapter 3. You're a little out of your league. I'm a jack of all trades, but master of none. He's working under his potential. I used to be pretty good at this. Page 18. She's more an airhead than a gearhead. Painting is not my forte. I'm all thumbs when it comes to plumbing. I couldn't bake a pie to save my life. I don't think she's secretary material. Page 19. She's not cut out to be a pianist. You can't do a single thing by yourself. As a CEO, he's simply overrated. He's been given more credit than he deserves. His performance doesn't live up to his reputation. This car fails to live up to its name. He's not really as good as people say he is. Page 20. Chapter 4. It takes forever to finish this book. I put a bookmark where I left off so I won't lose my place. Can I see that book for a second? Okay, but don't lose my page. This book is a great read. This book is great as a quick reference on the job. Page 21. We did have a good laugh reading that book. I need a book of Who's Who. This is the original edition. This book is out of circulation. I'd like to take out this book. Page 22. You can't check this out. It's on reserve. Read and Reap. The obscene book was banned. Children's storybook characters. Chapter 5. You need to beef it up a little. Page 23. He's a would-be writer. Hey, who scribbled on my stationery? I can't read your writing. I can't make out if this is an E or a C. I can't make out this note. It's illegible. You have a doctor's handwriting. Page 24. Her handwriting is elegant, but Jim's writing is a scrawl. What's this chicken scratch? Your handwriting is super neat. I think it's spelled wrong. There are too many misprints in the book. This poem is not rhythmic. Page 25. Publish or perish. Staple these together. Collate these papers. Please have these papers shredded. Page 26. Save the scrap paper for recycling. Please jot it down in your notebook. Chapter 6. I can't take a standby. I need a confirmed seat. I have a round-trip ticket to D.C. I have a flight to catch. Page 27. I'm sorry, we're all booked up for flight 194. Please check in 2 hours in advance. I hope I'm not sandwiched in between anyone on this flight. Do you have any luggage? Any carry-ons? Weigh in, please. I'll have to charge you for exceeding the weight allowance. Page 28. There's a surcharge for extra bags. Great. We missed our connecting flight. The plane's been delayed by inclement weather. Move your seat forward, please. Return your seat to the upright position, please. Please fold your tray up. You may recline after takeoff. We're now cruising at an altitude of 33,000 feet. It's been so long. Are we almost there? Page 29. The flight is a little bumpy. Please fasten your seatbelt. We're flying in turbulence. I'm feeling a bit airsick. That was a perfect landing. Please remain seated until the plane comes to a full stop. This airport looks like a maze. I can't find my way around. Page 30. You can buy liquor duty-free at the airport gift shop. Where's the baggage claim? Your luggage is still in transit. Those customs officers were really nasty. They made a mess of my luggage. He's still suffering from jet lag, even though it's the third day after his arrival here in the States. My luggage got lost during the flight transfer. Page 31. Chapter 7. Sorry, we have no vacancies. We stayed at a little B&B over the weekend. This is my home away from home. The rise of the room rate simply stuns me. The hotel throws in breakfast with the room. This hotel provides posh accommodations. Page 32. Does this hotel have room service? I'd like a wake-up call at 6 a.m., please. Chapter 8. I have a 3-day pass. I have a good 2 or 3 days to kill. This trip is all expenses paid. Page 33. I'm packing. I'm off for a real swinging holiday. This is the life. That vacation was the best medicine. Page 34. I had a blissful stay in the West. We can all live without vacations from hell. Chapter 9. If I had money, I would take a tour around the world. I'm going to pay him a visit. Stow your gear. Page 35. He's traveled all 4 corners of the globe. Are we almost there? Hey, we made it. She's packed everything except the kitchen sink. Page 36. I like to travel light. Don't let extra unnecessary bags tire you out and spoil your trip. Could you keep an eye on my luggage while I'm gone? Be careful you don't get pickpocketed when you tour Europe. Be wary of tourist traps when you travel to Florida. Are you here on business or for pleasure? Page 37. The natives are hostile to out-of-towners. How was the journey? Long but fine. My trip to Europe went like a charm. I hate traveling alone. Traveling makes a person grow and adds a touch of maturity. Page 38. Chapter 10. Let me show you around. Let's take the scenic route. New York is just a hop, skip, and a jump away. Can you show me the hot spots in town? How easy is it to get around in New York? This hike will take us over some rugged terrain. Page 39. It's quite a tour. That beach house is a nice weekend retreat. Chapter 11. What a sight! That's quite a view. This place looks just like a postcard. Page 40. The Twin Towers in New York are truly awe-inspiring. The ocean sure makes you feel inferior. The view of the sunset is truly breathtaking. It's the crack of dawn. Page 41. That fireworks display is truly spectacular. This hill looks really steep. I filmed the amazing sight. Why does leaf raking have to take all the fun out of fall? Page 42. Chapter 12. Isn't it your turn? Checkmate. You have no moves left. You're right. There's no way out. Let's just play for fun, not for real. He's a pool shark. Page 43. Let's shoot some pool. It's your turn to break. Here comes my killer shot. Man, what a workout you gave me. He was really on last night. My game has really gone to pot. 4. Page 44. That's a nice drive. You need to put some muscle into your drive. This is an easy par. I got a strike in bowling today. Page 45. How's your karate coming along? Not bad, except for the slipped joint. I'm really into swimming. Camping not only brings you back to nature, it brightens your outlook. Why don't you pitch the tent here? It's nice and flat. I'm itching to go fishing. Page 46. Are the fish biting today? Anything yet? Nah, not a bite. Hey, I got a bite. We caught enough fish to feed an army. He wants to hunt for bucks in the woods. He's a thorough, patient hunter. Page 47. He leaves no stone unturned. Chapter 13. Quite a collection, isn't it? In his spare time, he likes to tinker with computers. He likes to toy around the house. Cars are his life. He's in love with his car. Page 48. He makes women his hobby. Is surfing your cup of tea? Are you into scuba diving? Are you keen on painting? I have a passion for sculpture. Gymnastics isn't for me. Needlepoint is not my thing. Page 49. Chapter 14. Are you in the mood for a long walk? Care to join me? Why don't you join us for lunch? Thanks, but two's company, three's a crowd. Can I take a rain check? You don't need an old man tagging along. Page 50. It'll be boring without you. That's only half the fun. Don't be out late. Stop following me. Don't keep your mom up too late. Enjoy your evening. Page 51. I hope they have fun. Let the good times roll. The night is still young. Have I been gone too long? Page 52. Chapter 15. I'm having the time of my life. We had the time of our lives during our college years. We had a hell of a time at the New Year's Eve party. We're having a whale of a time. Page 53. Oh, I'm as happy as a lark now that I'm single again. Thanks for a lovely time. Chapter 16. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow you may die. Enjoy your life while you can. There's a lot more to life than wine, women, and song. He lives a decadent lifestyle. Chapter 17. Do everything in moderation. Page 54. Show some restraint. You're an adult now. You should know when to say no. You guys never know when to say when. You must curb your drinking habit. I was tempted to say something, but I held myself back. Page 55. I bit my lip when Bob stood there lying about all his adventures. You need to confine yourself. Try not to let your enthusiasm get the best of you. Look casual. Flesh is flesh. You'd better take a cold shower. Page 56. Chapter 18. His face glowed with happiness. You look so chipper this morning. You look alive today. Her spirits are high today. I'm in seventh heaven. I'm flattered. You just made my day. Page 57. She's been on cloud 9. She'll be thrilled to death. She loves me. I feel like shouting it from the rooftops. How was the play? You didn't miss a thing. He's acting like a kid in a candy store. Chapter 19. It's no fun at all. I hate it. Page 58. Come on, don't be a party pooper. You're such a sour ball. You're a real downer. You're being a wet blanket. Don't be a sourpuss. Page 59, Chapter 20. Let's throw them a housewarming party. Don't invite him to the party. He's such a stuffed shirt. This party is a free-for-all. It's a come-as-you-are party. Page 60. Sorry, this is a stag party. No ladies allowed. It's a party. Let's not talk shop. Come on, it's a party. Let your hair down. Let's crash Amy's party. He dropped in unannounced. Let's rock and roll. The party's in full swing. Page 61. The party was a smashing success. Chapter 21. I try to close the gap between boys and girls. May I have the honor of this dance? Page 62. Let's wait this one out while I catch my breath. My dance card is full. You're very graceful. I think they're playing our song. Page 63. Chapter 22. Congratulations, you won! What's the occasion? Let's start off the new year with a bang. Slap me five. Many happy returns. Page 64. That deserves a toast. Congratulations are in order. She's celebrating her sweet 16 this year. She enjoyed her birthday in a big way. Chapter 23. Let's go watch the tube. Page 65. Any good shows on now? Anything on now? I wonder if this is a live broadcast. Not much on TV, is there? Page 66. Not much at the movies, either. There's nothing on TV but reruns. I saw that movie years ago. It's ancient. It's a rehash of an old plot. It's a stupid movie. How long before my program comes on? Isn't your favorite show on at 8 o'clock? Page 67. Which channel did you turn to? Tune in tonight for our double feature. Stay tuned. Now for a brief message from our sponsor. May I get back to my TV now? Page 68. Turn it up a bit. Turn it down a notch. Turn the TV off or put it on mute. Somebody left the TV on. Chapter 24. Wait, freeze that frame. Page 69. Replay that part. I missed it. Let me put it on slow motion. Chapter 25. She's a big fan of TV. I never miss Motor Week. I work straight through lunch. Chapter 26. Don't sit too close to the TV. You don't want to ruin your eyes. Page 70. Don't stay up all night watching TV. Don't you have anything better to do than watch TV? I don't care for the silly soap operas. Commercials chop up the programs into pieces. Why should I watch this junk? I refuse to watch this trash. Chapter 27. Can you check the antenna? There's so much static on my radio. Page 71. The picture's blurry. The TV's acting up again. Your set is blown out. Page 72. Chapter 28. What's the feature today? It's a Charles Bronson thriller. Page 73. It's a propaganda film, a war movie. I didn't realize the movie was that long. The picture isn't so good, but it's enough to get by. Page 74. It's too late. We'll never make that movie. Take a seat. The show is about to begin. This film is rated G. Page 75. Movies can be very moving at times. The movie seemed so true to life that people walked out crying. The movie last night was a real tearjerker. That movie had me on the edge of my seat. This movie is a must-see. Many of the first films were slapstick comedies. Page 76. That love story was too melodramatic. A lousy movie cannot fool the audience. How was the movie? It was the worst film I've ever seen. This film is a big flop at the box office. It bombed. That movie was all blood and guts. Page 77. This movie contains raw language. Chapter 29. In a sense, music is a language. Are you musically inclined? Page 78. Get some music going. This melody brightens my mood. This song is very catchy. This melody brings back the good old days. What a moving song! It sounds very melodious and fresh. Page 79. Classical music sounds elegant. Folk songs have strong local color. Rock has a strong beat. Island melodies carry a tinge of sadness. Latino music is rich in passion. The choir sang like angels. The choir sang in harmony. He has an exceptional voice. Page 80. She has an extraordinary musical talent. You have a good ear. He's tone deaf. He's so good at the piano, he can play any song by ear. Page 81. The older the violin, the sweeter the voice. The piano is horribly out of tune. I love these oldie goldies. He played a few ditties on the piano. She got her start singing in a honky-tonk. Chapter 30. I can't stand rock music. That kind of music will lower your standards. Page 82. Are you listening to that garbage again? It's not garbage, and it has no satanic messages. That kind of music sure sounds like hell to me. Chapter 31. This opera is based on a novel. She got a plum role in the new Broadway play. That singer's a real showstopper. He's a young and upcoming star. Page 83. Ted has been stage struck since he was a little boy. What's the main attraction tonight? The singer made his debut when he was only 5. Tracy's professor thinks she's a budding artist. The show is about to begin. Page 84. Joyce has a solo spot. It's a one-man show. Chapter 32. It's our final act. Let's go out with a bang. The best is yet to come. Page 85. Stay tuned, there's much more to come. Her performance was flawless. She's remarkable. You amaze me. That guy can create wonders. It's awesome. Page 86. It leaves you breathless. He never ceases to amaze me. I'm very surprised. How amazing! I could hardly believe it. Well, what do you know? I'll be damned. Page 87. How about that? His performance is beyond reproach. Who knew he was this good? Go figure. You saved the best for last. The performer received a standing ovation. They brought the house down with their wonderful performance. Page 88. Chapter 33. This show really stinks. What a ripoff. Don't be offended if you're booed. Page 89. Chapter 34. First come, first served. The concert hall is packed. Are the seats assigned? Is this seat taken? Page 91. Do you sell season tickets? What seats are left? Page 92. Chapter 35. It's man versus machine. There's nothing wrong with a little healthy competition. We didn't take them seriously enough before. Now we do. Page 93. The competition is heating up. This game could be a real cliffhanger. Eat my dust. I still have an ace up my sleeve. He's unbeatable. He's too strong and too smart to be defeated. He is invincible. Page 94. You're a good match for me. He's gaining on you. How's the game? It's a tie.
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听力课堂，欢迎你。听啊，讲啊。